We are going to try a little exercise. What I want you to do is to get yourself into a comfortable position, okay? Be it sitting or standing or lying down. Feel free to close your eyes and just listen to my voice. So the most effective way to communicate a message of safety to your brain is to mindfully attend to your physical sensations. We call this somatic tracking. Okay, take some deep breaths in and release. Another in and release. So we've talked about some of those destructive thoughts, pressure, the criticism, the worry. But these thoughts themselves are harmless. They're not inherently damaging. It's the impact that these thoughts have on our bodies that's painful. Our brains interpret destructive thoughts as threatening. And when our brain senses danger, it produces adrenaline, cortisol, norepinephrine. These hormones, they put your body in stress response, into fight or flight. They can increase your heart rate, elevate your blood pressure, create some muscle tension, and overall, just put you on edge. This puts your brain in the danger zone. And when your brain believes there's danger, it can create pain sensations within the body. So what we're going to do now is just attend to these physical sensations. Just going to attend to them mindfully, without fear, without judgment, and without motive. We're just communicating to your brain that you're not in any danger. What we're doing is we're learning to notice these sensations. And we're just noticing them without preoccupying over them. We're noticing them objectively. We're confronting them confidently. And we know it is safe to do so, because our bodies are safe. There is no danger. We know your brain is doing just what it needs to do to protect you. So when the brain senses danger, it might scream, "Danger, stop, you're causing damage." And it's going to react by sending pain. And it's doing this to try to protect you. You see, what's happening here is that your brain is interpreting these neutral sensations as if they're dangerous, even though they're completely safe. It's like if you or I we're playing a game of catch, and your brain misinterpreted what the ball is. If I were to toss you the baseball, but your brain thought it was a grenade, you'd respond as though it were dangerous. So our goal is to teach your brain that these signals are actually safe. and begin to interpret them more accurately. For your primitive brain to really agree that I'm just tossing you a simple baseball, not a dangerous grenade. In that way, it can react appropriately, knowing the difference. So we have to understand that the pain itself is an inaccurate reflection of danger. We're safe. We are actually safe. Our goal is to bring the anxiety down, even when the pain comes up. In this way, you get into the habit of calming yourself down in the face of the pain, in the face of those sensations. We're just turning down the intensity and down-regulating your system. Because again, we know that we're safe. Now, if you haven't already, please feel free to close your eyes, however you feel the most comfortable, whatever feels right in this moment. Now, I want you to start by taking some deep breaths. Take some deep breaths, bringing your attention to the physical sensation of your breath coming in and out, the physical sensation of the breath coming in through your nose, filling your chest, and the way the breath feels on the exhale. So we're really feeling the physical sensation of it in our bodies. Focus on this breath. Where does it feel the most comfortable for you? Is it in your chest? Is it in your stomach? Is it in your throat? Maybe your nostrils. Where does the breath feel nicest to you? Where does it give you a pleasant sensation? Let's get some practice attending to yourself in this way. We're just settling your system down, getting really familiar with this nice sensation of the breath coming in and out. We're systematically teaching your brain that you're safe, despite the fact that there may be pain, because we also know that the pain is safe and that you are safe, even when it does come on. We know that all we're doing is playing a game of catch with a harmless baseball. Now, take a few more nice, easy breaths, paying attention to that nice feeling, that feeling of being grounded and settled. It feels wonderful just to be checked in on, to be cared for, and to be attended to. It reminds you that you matter in this world, and we can give that to ourselves. Now, I'd like you to try something. I'd like you to check in with what you're feeling in your body right now. Attend to the sensations in your body. Where do you feel these sensations? Do you feel the sensations in your stomach, maybe in your head, maybe there's some pain in your back. Where in the body do you notice these sensations, the sensations of pain and discomfort? Just attend to them. Attend to them gently and effortlessly, without fear, without judgment, and without pressure to make them stop. How would you describe the quality of these sensations? Is there a tightness? Maybe a clenching? Is it sharp? Maybe there's a fluttering feeling or a tingling. Maybe there's temperature associated with it. Does it feel warm? Or maybe it's cooler than the rest of your body. Do you notice if it's widespread or just in one specific area? And as you check in, as you're observing these, sensations, you don't have to do anything with them. You're not trying to move them or make them go away. You're just watching. And know that you can always go back to the breath, that healing breath, the part of the breath that feels nice and comforting to you. Just lean into that pleasant feeling of the breath as it enters your system, fills your chest, and how good it feels on the exhale. You can always go back to this breath to ground you. Now let me ask you to turn your eye inward again. Again, attending to the sensations in your body. What do you notice happening to the sensations as you pay attention to them? Does the sensation intensify? Does it subside? Does it expand or contract? Does it move to another part of the body? Or does it stay the same? Whatever it does, it's okay, because you're just watching it, just following the sensation. You don't have any ulterior motive. You're just paying attention to the sensations in your body, paying attention with objective curiosity. You're just an observer right now. Just paying attention, noticing what's going on inside of you, and checking in with yourself. We're not trying to ignore the sensations. We're just observing them gently and without judgment. We're teaching you how to objectively notice the sensation without fear, while telling yourself that it's safe and that there's no danger. The brain may misinterpret it as pain, but remember it's safe. And always remember, at any point, you can go back to the breath. Back to the healing breath and how good the breath feels going in and out of your system, grounding you and reminding you that you are safe. Now I'm going to have you turn an eye inward one last time, just attending to your body, attending to the sensations in your body. Remember, we don't care what happens to the sensation. The important thing is attending to the sensation from a place of curiosity and a place of interest. We have no ulterior motive. We don't need the sensation to do anything. And the more you're able to just observe the sensation, observe it objectively, the more you train your brain to automatically just watch the sensation from this perspective, an objective perspective, one that reinforces to your brain that the sensation is safe. And remember, this is just practice. There's no pressure. We don't care what actually happens to the sensation. If it intensifies, that's okay. If it subsides, that's fine too. If it moves around, we're just gonna follow it. Whatever happens to the sensation happens. You're just watching it with effortless curiosity. You're training your brain to go to this place automatically, tomorrow, and the day after, and the day after. Attending to your body, watching with no fear. And now you can go back to the breath. Take some more deep breaths. Notice how good the breath feels. Entering your body, filling you up, relaxing you, and grounding you. Now take a couple more deep breaths and know that you just did three amazing things. You began developing new neural pathways to regulate your anxiety and to reappraise your pain. You've treated yourself with love, and you gave your brain the message that it's safe. So when you're ready, when you're feeling ready, you can go ahead and you can open your eyes.